Before you listen to the sermon, read Romans chapter 15.
قبل از اینکه موعظه رو گوش بدین، رومیان فصل 17 رو بخونید.
We're almost at the end of the book of Romans.
15 بخش.
Yeah, it's one chapter left.
آخر کتاب رومیان هستیم. یه فصل بیشتر دیگه نمونده.
And chapter 15 ties in with the same kind of thinking as we saw in chapter 14.
فصل 15 تقریبا همون موضوع رو صحبت می‌کنه که فصل 14 هم در مورد صحبت
می‌کنه. Romans 14 verse 1.
رومیان 14:1 رو بخونید.
Him that is weak in the faith receive ye, but not to doubtful disputations.
و کسی را که در ایمان ضعیف باشد بپذیرید، اما نه برای مباحثات افکار.
Yeah, the idea was that those who are stronger in the faith, more mature spiritually.
موضوع اینه که کسایی که قوی ترند در ایمان.
They are to receive those that are weak.
دریافت کنن، قبول کنن، بپذیرن کسایی که ضعیفن.
At not rejecting a brother or sister because of just things that are really not that important.
رد نکنیم خواهر و برادرمون رو به خاطر چیزهایی که اونقدر مهم نیست.
And we saw specifically that the one who is more mature.
و مخصوصا دیدیم کسی که خیلی بیشتر بزرگتره
needed to consider the one who is weaker.
باید توجه کنه به کسی که ضعیف‌تره.
Now, what was the broader context of these chapters that we are in?
موضوع کلی این فصلی که درونش هستیم چی هست؟
Because Paul has been given instructions for how we are to live as God's people.
پولس رسول داره دستور و امر کارو میده که ما به عنوان قوم خداوند چگونه باید زندگی کنیم.
Yeah, we started out in Romans where Paul is laying a strong foundation of salvation.
از رومیان شروع کردیم که بنیان اصلی نجات رو برقرار می‌کنه.
He's pointing out
اشاره میکنه.
Those who are in Christ, these are God's people.
اونایی که در مسیح هستن قوم خداوندن.
Yeah, he spends several chapters pointing out that the physical nation of Israel.
اعلام میکنه که قوم جسمانی اسرائیل دیگه وجود نداره، دیگه مهم نیست.
Yeah, it's a spiritual nation now.
الان دیگه شده قوم روحانی و جسمانی.
Some things has changed with the coming of Jesus Christ.
با اومدن عیسی مسیح خیلی چیزا تغییر کرد.
Yeah, so Paul has been telling the last chapters as God's people how should you live? How do you conduct yourself?
به عنوان قوم خداوند چگونه زندگی کنی؟ چگونه خودت با خودت؟
Yeah, and last week was, hey, here's how you treat your weaker brother.
با خواهر و برادر ضعیف‌تر.
Who thinks he can only eat herbs?
اون کسی که فقط فکر می‌کنه سبزی باید.
Yeah, well, you have more knowledge of the word of God, knows that you can eat meat.
کلام خداوند داری، می‌دونی که باید گوشت بخوری.
Yeah, is it wrong not to eat meat?
آیا اشکال داره گوشت نخوری؟
No.
نه.
Yeah, and but we have freedom.
اما آزادی داریم.
Yeah. So, but the fact that we have freedom, we shouldn't misuse that freedom.
آزادی که داریم نباید سوء استفاده کنیم از اون آزادی.
Yeah, that was the warning that we had.
علامه خطری بود که در اون فصل به ما شد.
You know, you can eat these things, but you could make your weaker brother stumble.
اما با خوردن اونها خواهر برادر
ضعیف‌تر میشه. And the same with special days.
روزهای مخصوص هم.
Yeah, we are free.
ما آزادیم.
We are not having to have keep certain days.
نه بر روزهای مخصوص نگه داریم یا اون روزها رو مخصوص نگه داریم.
But again, the idea was, don't let your brother in Christ stumble.
و دلیل اصلیش اینه که نذارید because of your freedom. برادرتون زمین بخورن به خاطر آزادیتون.
Consider them.
بهشون فکر کنید.
Yeah. Now read Romans 15.
رومیان 15 رو بخونید.
Where you see that it starts with the principle in the same spirit.
یه موضوعی رو شروع میکنه با همون روح.
Romans 15 verse 1.
رومیان 15:1.
و ما که توانا هستیم ضعف‌های ناتوانان را متحمل بشویم و در پی خوشنودی خود نباشیم.
Yeah, so we who are strong should bear the infirmities of the weak and not please ourselves.
Now, لذت نبریم و خودمون رو شاد نکنیم.
I can make a physical application here.
میتونم یه قدم جسمانی بگم بهتون.
Helping people who are less capable, less gifted and
مثلا میری کمک می‌کنی به کسی که قادر نیست.
That's not really the focus here. The focus here is a spiritual one. It's talking about those who are strong in the faith.
کسایی که در ایمان قویان،
mature Christians،
کسایی که خیلی وقت ایمان دارن.
Yeah. To them he says, hey.
به اونا داره میگه.
You need to think about those who have infirmities. You need to bear the infirmities of the weak.
چون باید اون چیزهایی که ضعف ضعیفان هست رو قبول کنی.
You can see that Paul is speaking to a church where you have mature believers.
می‌بینیم اول از همه که پولس رسول به کلیسایی داره اعلام می‌کنه که ایمانداران قوی دار، ایمانداران بزرگ
دارن. And he reminds them, hey, your focus needs to be not on you, it needs to be on others.
تمرکزتون به خودتون نباشه که خودمون چی بخوریم چیکار کنیم. تمرکزتون به بیرون باشه، به دیگران باشه.
Here's a danger that can creep in if you have a whole big group with a strong faith.
بزرگی داشته باشیم که خیلیامون ایماندار قوی باشیم. زندگیامونو تمیز کرده باشیم و باشیم به خداوند بخوایم خدمت کنیم.
Yeah, they're working not to be conformed to this world.
تلاش میکنن که شبیه این دنیا نشن.
Yeah, they throw out much of the worldliness of their lives.
که اکثر دنیاوی بودن زندگیشون رو پاک کردن.
Which is great.
که فوق العاده.
And I hope that you are succeeding in that.
و امیدوارم هممون بتونیم موفق بشیم در اون عمل.
Yeah, especially if you're in church for years.
مخصوصا اگه سال‌هاست عضو کلیسا بودی.
But the danger is that we can start looking to babes in Christ.
که میتونیم به نوزادان در مسیح نگاه کنیم.
And becoming intolerant to their worldliness.
و نتونیم تحملشون کنیم اون هوس‌های جسمانی که هنوز دارن.
How do you know what he's watching?
Is
these worldly movies?
میدونی چه فیلم‌های وحشتناکی
داره؟ This person is gossiping.
وای دیدی
Look what she is wearing.
وای ببین چه لباسی worldly. پوشید. وای چی بود؟
Now,
منظورش چی بود؟
Is it right for those babes in Christ to have these issues? No, of course not.
آیا داشتن اون ایرادها درسته برای اون نوزادان در ایمان؟
Growing takes time.
درست نیست، اما رشد کردن زمان
and
میبره.
We need to give space to people.
و باید وقت بدیم، اجازه بدیم که اون فرد خودش کلام رو بخونه، موعظه رو گوش بده.
And to actually do some growing in Christ.
و در مسیح در ایمانش رشد کنه.
And we as those who are much further in our walk with Christ are to bear the infirmities of the weak. We are to receive these people as well. Even if it concerns some wicked sins.
Some serious sins.
Not that we condone those sins. No, but we need to give them some time
اما بهشون وقت بدیم
to grow in these areas.
که بتونن در اون ضعف‌هاشون رشد کنن.
Let me give you an example.
برای یه مثال.
What if you go out soul winning?
وقتی میریم بشارت.
Yeah, on Saturday.
شنبه.
And somebody gets saved.
یه نفر نجات پیدا می‌کنه.
Yeah, and during that we've talked with them. Yeah, we confronted them like, hey,
all have sins. در مورد گناهانمون.
And he says, yeah, I'm living in fornication and
or
something else. We know that there's some problem going on.
می‌دونم که با اون زن بودم
But they get saved on Saturday night. That's great. You thought, hey, call us up to church on Sunday morning. And you come to me like, hey, we have this these new believers. Yesterday they got saved.
But they
said they live in fornication. So will Sunday morning be the time that I will just say, okay, you live in fornication. The Bible says in 1 Corinthians 7 that
don't have anything to do
with a brother that lives in fornication. Will we do that? No. Why not? Yeah, because they're babes in Christ. Yeah, they didn't clean up their lives yet. They are just starting. It takes some time. Yeah, and even with things like fornication, which is a very bad sin. Yeah, but they might think. Not too much of it. Again, most people do it anyway. So why would it be wrong?
Yeah.
It's the same with babies. Yeah, we don't punish babies for filling up their pants.
نوزادامونو تنبیه نمی‌کنیم که چرا تو پوشکت خراب کردی.
That's what babies do. They do not know better. Yeah? You cannot punish you cannot punish them for that.
نمیتونی مجازاتشون
کنیم
که بیشتر
They've not learned to walk to the toilet yet.
هنوز یاد نگرفتن باید تو باشون برن تو توالت کاراشون رو بکنن
and then
بیرون.
Clean themselves up.
و خودشون هم تمیز کنن
yeah, بیرون. Without the walls being another color afterwards.
به جایی که دیوارا رنگی بشه.
But it takes time.
زمان میبره.
Yeah, but it takes time.
زمان yeah? میبره.
We don't punch them when they...
وقتی...
When they're learning to eat. Yeah, with a spoon for the first time. It's on the table, it's on the clothes, it's in the face.
Yeah.
It takes time before a toddler to learn these things.
And
spiritually with believers, that's the same thing. Yeah, those who just came to Christ often don't know much. Especially when they come from a different culture. Christianity is not the main thing.
از فرهنگی میان که مسیحیت رو واقعا نمیشناختن.
From another religion.
از یه مذهب دیگه.
It takes time for them to listen to teaching, to read the word, and to start understanding these things.
کلام رو بخونن تا یکی یکی همش رو یاد بگیرن.
And being a babe in Christ is not a bad thing.
نوزاد در مسیح بودن، نوزاد بودن در ایمانمون بد نیست، فوق العاده است.
Because it means you're born again.
یعنی که تولدی تازه گرفتی که نوزادی.
But every Christian starts there.
اما همه مسیحیان از همون نوزادی شروع میکنه و طبیعیه که نوزاد
It's only a problem if he never grow up.
مشکل داره که اون نوزاد هیچ وقت بزرگ نشه.
If we're 12 years old,
I'm
still not going to get a spoon to our mouth.
هنوز نمیتونی قاشق خودت برداری غذا بخوری.
So the Bible tells us here that we, as those who are more mature, those who are strong, be patient with those who are weak.
صبور باشین با اونهایی که در ایمانشون ضعیفن.
Not to condone their sin.
نه اینکه گناهانشون رو تحمل کنیم.
Yeah, but while we are teaching them, while we are explaining them.
با اینکه داریم بهشون توضیح میدیم.
Yeah, we are bearing their iniquities. We understand that.
درک میکنیم ضعفاشون رو.
They might not like look that pretty to you at the moment because they do so many things wrong.
چیزهای به نظر شما زیبا نیاد یا اشتباه میکنن.
But we will receive them.
ولی ما دریافتشون
We'll treat them as being part of the group. We don't see them as a separate lower level.
ما ما رو از اونها رو
No, they're part of the family.
یه قسمت کوتاه کوچولو که کنار بوده. قسمتی از خانواده هستن.
And in love we explain God's word to them.
در مسیح کلام خدا رو ازش میخوان.
Hey, fornication is actually a serious sin. You should get out of that.
زنا یک مشکل گشتباس.
Yeah, give them a chance to clean up their lives.
وقت بهشون بدین. که مشکلاتشون حل کنن.
Yeah. They might hear some preaching on that topic. They
might
read some things. There are some of you that who are strong are actually helping them to understand these things. Let me share you from the Bible.
قوی تر هستین کمکشون کنین که ضعیفان که از کلام یاد بگیرن.
Now, if they are here a few months.
مگه چند ماه اینجا باشن؟
Yeah. Then and still have some fornication.
اگه باز هم بعد از چند ماه هنوز به زنا دارن ادامه میدن.
Then the question will be, or the remark will be, hey, this is your choice.
سوال من اینه که انتخاب داری دیگه.
You either marry this girl or boy.
یا با اون زنت، با یا اون مردی که هستی،
you break, and that means in the next two weeks.
تو دو هفته آینده عروسی خانواده.
You break the relationship.
یا رابطه‌تون رو به هم بزن.
Or you cannot come to church anymore.
یا دیگه کلیسا نری.
Because this is a bad thing.
و ادامه دادن به رابطه خارج از ازدواج درست نیست.
Yeah, but we as more mature, as stronger Christians, we should give these babes in Christ some chance.
میتونیم اون نوزادان در مسیر شانس
and bear their infirmities as we help them grow.
اون ضعف هاشون رو به دوش
بکشیم. You need to be the mother that helps to feed the child so everything is on the table and on the clothes.
مادری باشیم که قاشق دستمون بگیریم بهشون غذا بدیم.
Yeah, you need to go out of your way.
همه غذا رو همه جای خونه نخورن.
Make steps to help them.
کمک کنیم همه اعضای کلیسا. You need to get the focus تا بتونن کمک کنن به اون نوزاد که تمرکزش رو خودش برداره.
And onto others.
و به روی دیگران بذاره
yeah.
که کمک کنه اون دیگران
Our
هم در مسیر روش
کنن تمرکزمونی
نباشه که خودمون رو چه جوری شاد نگه
داریم
کلام خداوند میگه باید هم دیگران رو شاد نگه داریم کمک کنیم دیگران روش کنن در ایمانشون
yeah. Would it be right for me to say I have an okay handle on the truth
و شاید بگم من که حقیقت
I know what's right
میدونم چی درسته
I don't care what other people think and how wrong they are That's their problem
چه اشتباهی میکنی
Why don't they read the Bible themselves?
چرا کلام خودت نمیخونی آخه؟
Why do I need to explain to them?
چرا من برات بازش کنم؟ واسه چی وقت
بذارم؟ Is that the right attitude?
یه رفتار درستیه؟
No, it's not.
نه.
Yeah. We need to want to help them. We need to get to the eyes of ourselves, pleasing ourselves. We need to start pleasing others. Yeah, make an effort to accept those who are weak to help them. Maybe even making sacrifices.
Coming
out of your comfort zone.
Yeah,
to help them grow. Read verse 2.
Romans
15 verse 2.
رومیان 15 آیه 2
هر یکی از ما همسایه خود را خوشنود بسازد در آنچه برای بنا نیکو است
yep. Do not be selfish, do not be self-centered
تمرکز خودت نباش به فکرت خود نکن خودخواه نباش
Think of others Please your neighbor for
his
good edification
بنا کن
What if somebody lives in sin?
اگه یه نفر در گناه زندگی کنه چی
میشه? Is it edifying for that person to continue in that?
آیا باعث بنا میشه که ادامه بده در گناهش؟
No. Is it loving for us who are strong, who can see that? That we leave them living in that sin? No, that's not loving. So what are we to do? It says we are here to edify them. We are to look out for their good. So we bear their infirmities. We work with them. Not condoning sin. But we want to help them get away from these things that bring destruction
and death to their lives.
Yeah? And we do that with an understanding that they are babes in Christ.
و با این درک شروع میکنیم که اونها نوزادی در
Now,
مسیح هستن.
Notice again that the burden lays for those who are mature in Christ.
حواستون باشه که اون وزن اون بر دوش
those who are strong.
بر روی کسی است که اونها قوی اند.
Your brother is weak. Receive him anyway.
مسئولیت اون برادر بزرگ است. برادرت ضعیفه تو که بزرگتر.
Your brother is weak.
برادرت ضعیفه.
Consider how you use those freedoms you have.
از اون آزادی چگونه استفاده کنی.
Your brother is weak and has infirmities.
برادرت ضعیفه مشکلات داره.
Help him, please him, help him to grow.
کمکش کن که
رشد کنه. But he was rude. He didn't greet me.
بی‌ادب دست نداد به من.
He did this or that.
بی‌ادب سلام نکرد.
Put up with these things.
بابا تحمل کن.
Yeah, don't reject him.
ردش نکنید.
Of her.
یا اون رو.
Help him or her to grow.
کمکش کنین اون بزرگ شه. رشد
کنه. You need an example of somebody.
احتیاج داریم به کمک کسی.
Yeah. Who could say, hey, I looked at these people and they have all these infirmities, they're messed up completely.
فلانی رو دیدم. وای چه گندی زده به زندگیش. دیدی چه اشتباهاتی کرده.
Yet, I love them.
اما دوستشون دارم.
And I'll bear their infirmities and help them to grow.
Here's
a good example for you. First 3 in Romans 5:15.
و اون کمکشون میکنم.
For even Christ pleased not himself, but as it is written, the reproaches of them that reproached thee fell on me.
15. رومیان 15.
پاهای ایشان برای خون ریختن شتابان است.
نه. Where was it?
First 3. Romans 15 verse 3.
15.
زیرا مسیح نیز در پی خوشنودی خود نمی بود بلکه چنان که مکتوب است ملامت‌های ملامت کنندگان تو بر من فرود افتاد.
Did Christ bear our infirmities?
آیا ضعف‌های ما رو عیسی بر دوش کشید؟
Oh yes, he did.
بله این کارو.
He was criticized, he was spoken bad of.
بهش خندیدن. He was blamed for our sake. مسخره‌اش کردند به خاطر گناهان ما مسخره‌اش کردند.
He was crucified.
و حتی بر روی صلیب
رفت. Go to Isaiah 53.
اشعیا 53.
And read verses 3 to 5.
آیه 3 تا 5.
Isaiah 53 verses 3 to 5.
خار و مردود نزد آدمیان مرد در آشنا و رنج دیده چون کسی که روی از او بگردانند خاریش رو به حسابش نیاوردیم حالا که رنج های ما بود که او بر خود گرفت و دردهای ما بود که او هم اما ما او را از جانب خدا مضروب و از دست او مصدوم و مبتلا پنداشتیم حالا که به سبب نافرمانی های ما بدنش سوراخ شد.
This is what Jesus, who is without sin, put up with for you and me.
برای من و شما تمام.
So you could have live life. You could have life.
که شما و من بتونیم زندگی داشته باشیم.
So you could be built up.
که تو بتونی بنا بشی.
Jesus didn't came to be served. Jesus came to serve.
عیسی مسیح نیومد که بهش خدمت بشه، بلکه اومد به دیگران خدمت کنه. متی فصل 20.
Matthew 20:28. Even as the Son of Man came not to be ministered unto, but to minister and to give his life a ransom.
چنان که پسر انسان نیامد شود بلکه تا خدمت کند و جان خود را در راه بسیاری فدیه دهد.
Yeah, Jesus came to minister.
عیسی مسیح اومد که خدمت کنه.
We who are strong, we who are mature,
ماها که رشد کردیم.
Yeah, need to be focused on the good of others.
تمرکز کنیم به خوبی دیگران.
We should live our lives for others.
باید زندگی کنیم جوری که برای دیگران زندگی کنیم.
Help them to succeed.
باید کمک کنیم که اونها موفق بشن.
Yeah, and that focus we see coming back in scripture over and over again.
ما اون تمرکز تو آیه می‌بینیم که بارها و بارها اتفاق می‌افته.
It's a marriage, husbands.
ازدواج.
Yeah, serve your wives.
شوهران به خانوماتون خدمت کنید.
Help them to succeed.
کمکشون کنید که خانوماتون موفق
بشن. In the purpose that God has for
her. در اون هدفی که خداوند
براش. Wives, serve your husbands.
خانوما خدمت کنید برای شوهرتون.
Make him succeed.
کمکش کنید که شوهرتون موفق بشه در اون خانومی که خداوند داره.
Parents, serve your children.
پدر و مادران به بچه‌ها خدمت کنید.
Yeah, to grow.
کمکشون کنید که رشد کنن.
Not only physically but also spiritually.
نه از لحاظ جسمانی بلکه از لحاظ روحانی.
Pastor.
شبانه.
Yeah, you are to serve the people.
خدمت کنید.
You're not there to be served.
قوم خداوند نیومدین که خدمت بشین بلکه اومدین خدمت کنید.
Yeah. Christian, you are to serve others.
شما خوانده شدید که دیگران کمک کنید.
1 Corinthians 10:24. Let no man seek his own, but every man another's wealth.
هر کس نفع خود را نجوید بلکه نفع دیگری را.
Yeah, living life for others. Just as Christ lived his life for others.
همون جوری که عیسی مسیح برای دیگران
زندگی کرد. Taking him as the example.
نمونه عیسی مسیح رو در نظر
بگیرید. Read verse 4.
آیه 4.
Romans 15 verse 4.
زیرا همه چیزهایی که از قبل مکتوب شد برای تعلیم ما نوشته شد تا به صبر و تسلی کتاب امیدوار باشیم.
I'm changing the topics a bit here.
اینجا موضوع مقدار عوض میشه.
Actually, I had a conversation with one of you.
با یکی از شماها صحبت که در مورد این آیه صحبت می‌کردیم.
Paul says the things that are written before before.
چیزایی که در گذشته نوشته شده.
Yeah, these things are for us.
برای ماست.
Yeah, the Old Testament.
عهد جدید.
Yeah. Is for us as Christians today. Now, why do I make a point out of this? Because there are people out there that will, for example, teach that only a little part of the Bible is for us specifically. Now, that's complete nonsense, but that is out there. And dispensationalists are big on that. Which I still promise to just preach the whole sermon on. If Sahar is well enough to handle it.
they
would say the Old Testament is not for us. Yeah, and they will say the book of Hebrews is also not for us because they don't speak the Hebrews. And they will continue and say, oh, and eventually, and only Paul's letters are for us as Christians today who are living in the West.
That's
just a wicked doctrine. Yeah, and this verse here and all the verses destroy this false teaching.
It
says here, whatsoever was written before. Yeah, it was for a purpose. So we can learn something from it. And it says specifically that we might have hope when we read these scriptures. We can read what God has done in the past. How he deals with wicked people. How he deals with his own people.
And
that gives us hope. Yeah, we can read about how he dealt with the physical nation of Israel. How we can see his patience.
و بعد ببینیم خداوند با قوم اسرائیل چیکار کرد؟ چه صبری داشت؟ در کارش؟
I'm encouraged that God is patient.
من واسه تشویقم که خدا صبوره.
Yeah, and that when we mess up, we can go back to him, ask for forgiveness, confess our sins to him.
And the Bible says,
he's just and faithful to forgive.
او عادل و وفادار و میبخشه.
And I don't get it.
من درکش نمی‌کنم چرا میتونه اینجوری
باشه. Because we come back to him, we come back to him.
هی برمیگردی.
And the scripture is still true.
اما آیه همون آیه است.
Yeah, if we confess our sins, he's just and faithful to forgive. Yes, because we are not so tolerant as God, as patient as God is with us. But we can see that reading the Old Testament that God is very patient. What about the story of Job? That's nice to have in the Bible. Whenever you go to a lot of trouble and hard things, you can look to Job. Okay, it's not that bad. And here is how Job responded when all these things happened.
He
goes to his knees and worships God. Yeah, you give, you take away.
Yeah,
we can learn so much from the book of
Job.
What about the story in Daniel? That's a great story to learn from. You have here Christians, believers,
of course
not Christians in the sense of they knew Jesus Christ by name, but believers who live in a strange country with pagan laws, false gods and all kinds of things. And we see this great example with Daniel and his friends, how they lived for God regardless of the situation they were in. And they were not in an easy situation. We see God protecting them. We see that they get promoted in the kingdom. God uses them because they stand for truth. Even in the face of getting thrown in a furnace of fire,
out of
which they're saved. Yeah, and there's so many other scriptures and prophecies about the end times in Daniel as well. Yeah, the story of Esther. Why do we have that?
چرا این اتفاق افتاد؟ چرا اصلا
خدا استر رو
Great
story to see how God comes through for his people.
که خداوند در آخر برای قومش چه کاری رو
In the face of wicked people in high places.
حتی در میان آدم‌های بد که در جاهای بلند هستن.
So Romans 15:4 says here, hey.
رومیان 15:4 میگه.
In all these things, God is coming through. In all these things we can learn.
در همه این چیزها میتونیم یاد بگیریم.
Yeah, from the whole script, all the scriptures.
از همه آیات
می‌گیم. Yeah, these stories that we have been given, they're there for a purpose.
تمام داستان‌هایی که اینجا بهمون داده شده برای هدف.
We can learn things from it.
که بتونیم چیزهای مهمی.
Nothing in the Bible is irrelevant.
هیچ چیزی در کتاب مقدس بی‌دلیل نیست.
Go to Luke.
لوقا.
Luke 24:44.
24:44.
It's all important.
همش مهمه.
You think it's important to read things about Jesus for us?
آیا مهمه امروز داستان‌های زندگی عیسی رو بخونیم؟
I think so. Go to Luke 24:44.
و به ایشان گفت همین است سخنانی که وقتی با شما بودم گفتم که آنچه در تورات موسی و صحف انبیا و مزامیر درباره من مکتوب است باید به انجام برسد.
So it talks about all these things that in the scriptures are written about Jesus.
در ایام عتیق نوشته شد در مورد عیسی مسیح.
So we can go to the Old Testament.
که بتونیم بریم به عهد عتیق.
And read about Jesus. Go to Acts 3.
عیسی بخونیم. اعمال رسولان فصل 3.
Acts 3:27.
آیه 27.
And this is the story on the road to Emmaus with these two disciples.
در جاده اموس دو تا شاگردان عیسی مسیح وایسادن.
And in the beginning they don't know that Jesus is walking with them.
اول نمی‌دونن که عیسی مسیح داره باشون راه میره.
And look what it says in verse 27. When Jesus started explaining things to them. Yeah? And beginning at Moses and all the prophets, he expounded unto them in all the scriptures the things concerning himself.
I actually don't have it.
Sorry. Let me check. Wait. Okay, now just translate it, yeah? Just translate it. And beginning at Moses and all the prophets, he expounded unto them in all the scriptures the things concerning himself. Yeah, it says all the prophets spoke about Jesus. Yeah, so the Old Testament speaks about Jesus, things we can learn from. Go to 1 Timothy 3:16 and 17. All scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, truly furnished unto all good works. 1 Timothy. Yeah. No, it's 2 Timothy.
2 Timothy.
Yeah, also wrong. No, it's 2 Timothy 3:16 and 17.
Yeah,
2 Timothy 3 yes. and 17.
Yes.
All scripture is given, eh? Yeah.
Yes.
Also 17?
He's that for me.
Next verse 2.
تا مرد خدا کامل و به جهت هر عمل نیکو آراسته بشود.
Yeah. All scripture is given by inspiration and is profitable.
و باعث سود دیگران است.
Yeah, for doctrine, for reproof, for correction.
برای تعلیم، تربیت و تصحیح دیگران.
For instruction in righteousness.
برای نیکویی و بزرگی
نیکویی. Yeah, the Old Testament.
چه عهد عتیق؟
Everything that's in the New Testament.
چه چیزی که در عهد جدیده؟
Yeah, it's for us.
برای ماست.
2 Peter 2:6. And turning the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah into ashes, condemned them with an overthrow, making them an example unto those that should live ungodly.
و شهرهای سدوم و غموره را خاکستر نموده، حکم به واژگون شدن آنها فرمود و آنها را برای آنانی که بعد از این بیدینی خواهند کرد عبرتی ساخت.
Again, a reference. Yeah, to a story in the Old Testament. Yeah, these stories are examples. They are given to us for a reason. How can anybody say that these things are irrelevant for us? Yeah, how can anybody say that the Old Testament is not for us? Oh, but we don't sacrifice animals anymore. Yeah, I know, of course not. Yeah, there has been a change in the law because of Jesus Christ. Hebrews 7:12. Yeah, for the priesthood being changed, there is made of necessity a change also of the law. Yeah, but what is not specifically done away with is still relevant to us today. Yeah? The whole Bible is for us. And we can even learn from the things that are actually done away with. That are fulfilled. Because, again, they're all pointing to Christ. Yeah? What is written down before is written down for us so we have hope. Verse 5-7.
الان خدای صبر و تسلی شما را فیض عطا کند تا موافق مسیح عیسی با یکدیگر هم فکر باشید تا یک دل و یک زبان شده خدا و پدر خداوند ما عیسی مسیح را تمجید نمایید پس یکدیگر را بپذیرید چنان که مسیح نیز ما را پذیرفت برای جلال خدا.
Yes, it talks about being of one mind here. Now, does it mean that we are finding some common denominator and then agree on the things that we're all okay with?
Yeah,
so we can have unity, yeah?
Everybody drops anything that's controversial.
No, it says we are to be like-minded and one toward another according to Christ Jesus. Yeah, we are one-minded glorifying God.
Yeah,
our unity, yeah, the one-mindedness that we have has to be based in the truth. Yeah, our unity is in the things of God.
Yeah.
What kind of mindset is that? Yeah, what about all the things that Paul has been telling us over the last chapters? Yeah, what about having the mind of Christ? Philippians 2.
Philippians 2, verse
5.
Till 8.
که چون در صورت خدا بود خدا برابر بودن را غنیمت نشمرد اما خود را پست نموده صورت غلام پذیرفت به شباهت آدمیان درآمد و چون در شکل انسان پیدا شد خیشتن را فروتن ساخت و تا به مرگ بلکه تا به مرگ صلیب مطیع گردید.
So what kind of mind was the mind of Christ?
چه فکر مسیح بود؟
One of a servant.
یکی از خادمی.
One that was humble.
یکی کسی که فروتن بود.
One that gave himself a sacrifice for the sake of others.
برای دیگران، برای کار دیگران.
Yeah, you see why specifically the mature Christians are addressed in this chapter. You who are strong,
شماها که قوی هستید.
Yeah, you should have already be more a mind like the mind of Christ.
شما هم باید هم فکر باشین همون جوری که فکر عیسی مسیح.
You should be furthering your walk.
شما باید در قدمتون عمیق‌تر.
The greater responsibility lays with you.
بیشترین تصمیم و مسئولیت با شماست.
Yeah, you need to be patient.
تو باید صبور.
You need to bear each other's bear the iniquities of the weak. Yeah. Why do we again bear the iniquities of the weak? Why do we make these sacrifices? Because we want to build them up. We want to build up these babes in Christ. Yeah, if you are that strong person, if you are that one listening to preaching for years, if you have been reading your Bible for years, yeah, I hope you're not a babe in Christ anymore.
I hope
you are one of the ones that serve instead of only coming to being served. I hope you are the one that can help others to grow. Yeah, but you, in meekness, در ضعف teach the truth
بتونی حقیقت رو درس بدی
about things
فروتنی درس بدی
that are new
چیزهایی رو که برای دیگران
for people
تازه
just come
و برای کسایی که تازه ایمان آوردن
yeah, so they can grow up
که اونها هم بتونن بزرگ بشن و رشد کنن در مسیح
okay and then we're done then we're finished
و بعد اوکی تموم میشه
no
نه.
This situation will keep occurring
این اتفاق دوباره و دوباره
at least if we are an okay church
if we don't
go over the rails
اگر از ریل قطار زندگیمو خارج
نشیم. Unless we have not lost our first love.
مگر اینکه عشق اولمون رو از دست ندیم.
We will keep having new people if we start reaching the lost.
چون هر زمانی که بشارت بدیم هی اعضای جدید و جدیدتر و جدیدتر.
The babes of today will grow up and they will also be the ones who are strong in the future.
قوی میشن برای فردا.
Who can help those who come to Christ.
بتونن کمک کنن که در نوزادان آینده.
Yeah. To help them grow, and then you also bear that iniquity and help them. Receive these people.
Maybe.
و دریافتشون کنید.